This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back now here on election coverage here on 1490 WDIN. This is Ross Brown. I have on the line State Representative Mike Maron. Mike, good evening.
Good evening, Ross. Good to be with you.
Yeah, congratulations on your victory this evening. So just congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's a very humbling experience. It's an honor and a privilege to represent the constituents of the 104th District, and I'm very humbled by the outpouring of support, and it's always good to get past Election Day and get a victory. It's a very humbling experience, and now on to the tough work of representing the 104th in a very strong way in Springfield for the next 2 years.
Mike, how was the experience of campaigning during the COVID-19 pandemic? Did that really have an effect on I know it affected your work in the state house when you met at the Prairie Capital Convention Center, but how did that affect? Did it affect your campaigning any?
Well, yeah, it was very challenging. You know, normally you would have multiple events every weekend. You would be going to chicken dinners and pancake breakfasts and getting out and about and talking to as many voters as you can, and of course, almost all of those events were canceled this year. And then, we did some door-to-door, but very, very little. And when we did, of course, we had to take very serious precautions and, you know, maintain social distancing and wear masks and do everything to be super cautious, because the last thing you want to do, I mean, it's very important to talk to voters and get out there and to be accountable to the people by actually having those conversations, but you definitely want to keep people safe too.
What are some of your big priorities heading into the next term in the Illinois General Assembly?
Well, I'm going to keep pushing for ethics reform. You know, I think the system is definitely broken. We need independent redistricting. We need a lobbying reform, campaign finance reform, because the system is just the way it is. Lobbyists have a lot of undue influence. I'm a supporter of term limits, which I think, you know, it's probably a long shot to get term limits. But we're going to keep pushing for things like that, because I think if Illinois is ever going to fix its fiscal mess and get back on the road to recovery, we've got to have ethics reform. That's got to be addressed first and foremost.
We've seen some things with Mike Madigan over the summer with the corruption allegations that involved him indirectly, but they didn't directly charge him with any crimes. There were some state representatives on the Democratic side who said they might challenging him or might not vote for him for Speaker. Do you think we're close to maybe seeing the end of Mike Madigan's term as Speaker of the House?
Well, you know, I'm hopeful in that regard, definitely. There's been more progress than what's happened in a long time, definitely. And I'm definitely encouraged by my colleagues on the Democratic side that have decided to challenge the Speaker, or some of them have expressed the fact that they will not vote for him again. And ultimately, short of a federal indictment, and of course, you know, that investigation, its continuance probably has a lot to do with who wins the presidential election. So I would say that's a long shot. So really the best way to end his rule is for enough people in the majority party to say that they've had enough. I know there's a lot of good Democrats out there. I disagree with them on a lot of issues, but, you know, their heart's in the right place. They're in it for the right reasons, and they've got to be frustrated. I know they're frustrated, too, with Mike Madigan's rule. And I'm encouraged by those that had the courage to stand up against him and say enough is enough, and hopefully more will follow suit, because that's what it's going to take.
Mike, do you see any – what do you see as the first priorities? Have you heard much what the majority Democrats would propose for the – Illinois House for the next term, or probably coronavirus relief, maybe? What are some of the things you're thinking they might bring up?
Well, I think definitely, coronavirus relief and dealing with the economic fallout from the coronavirus and the decrease in revenue is going to, definitely dominate things. I've heard also the governor came out recently with his ideas for criminal justice reform. So I expect that to come up very soon. And then also At some point in the near future, we're going to have to tackle a very large multi-year energy bill. And so, you know, I don't know whether that'll come up in a veto session this fall, a lame duck session, you know, as this class of the General Assembly goes out and the new one gets ready to come in, or if that'll be in the next session. But I fully expect those things to come up as well.
Dave Urbanson and Mike Maron, thanks for joining us here on Election Night.
Thank you, Ross. It's always good to talk to you.
All right, you're listening to Election Night here on 1490 WDIN.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.